Let's take you now to Zimbabwe, where tomorrow the country will hold its first election since Robert Mugabe was deposed from power. This is the story of the rise and fall of a pop song that marked Mugabe's demise. NPR's Ada Peralta reports.
November 18th was a historic day in Zimbabwe. After 38 years of a brutal repression, thousands of people shed their fears and poured onto the streets to call for the ouster of Robert Mugabe. And as local news footage shows, in the middle of the capital city, they began to dance to a song by pop star Ja Preza. The chorus is full of promises. A hero, it says, is coming and everything will be different. A few days later, Mugabe would be gone, and in a country with a canon full of songs of struggle, a new national anthem is born. Months after that day, I find myself in Harare Gardens, a big park in the middle of town. A group of churchgoers is on the lawn singing for a united Zimbabwe. Remember me, oh mighty God. Couples linger near the pond, and I find Paida Moyo near one of the open gardens. I ask her what's always a sensitive question for young people in a country with huge unemployment.
So, what do you do?
I just stayed in the park. This is what I'm doing. I'm working right now.
That day in November, she was full of hope that Emmerson Mnangagwa, the former vice president who led the rebellion against Mugabe, would become the hero, the gambaracho, who would change everything, or at least get her a job.
We used to dance to that song because we were hopeful, but now we no longer dance to that song because everything that's in that song is a complete lie. Nothing is happening. And the gambaracho is not doing anything. So why do we dance? Why do we have to dance to that song?
A 61-year-old park photographer is listening to our conversation. He gives me only his first name, King, because he still fears retaliation. He says he has no doubt that this song was not written as a political manifesto.
A musician just composed a song. But it has been twisted to mean something else.
It's something that happens a lot here in Zimbabwe, he says. A just liberation war centered on equality turned into a dictatorship. This song ushered in freedom of expression, but the same party remains in power, and Zimbabwe is still poor.
Our freedom is only centered on what we can speak about, but not what we can practice.
Across the park, I find some hope. Natasha Nyamadzao, 21, says nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, but Monday, there will be elections. And she feels change, real change, might happen.
So if it happens, the song would have a proper meaning.
And if change happens, she says she'll dance to that song that makes big promises. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Harare.